So good morning, it's great to be with you today. My name is Jenny Young. I work for an organisation called the RSA, which stands for the Royal Society of Arts. Apologies for the missing logo there. You may wonder why somebody from an arts-based organisation is here. The truth is that the RSA is a very old organisation. It started in 1754 as a discussion group between some friends in a Covent Garden coffee house. And as you might expect, it's adapted quite significantly over the years. So originally it focused on encouraging enterprise and the practical application of science for social, economic and environmental good. And we still do a lot of that, but we're increasingly interested in how individuals and communities can help create the kind of world that we'd like to live in. So for example, some of the projects we do involve working with voluntary and community organisations, perhaps a bit like your own. So we recently worked with third sector organisations and London Borough to establish a special kind of social innovation fund in the capital. And we're halfway through a two-year project with Peterborough City Council that aims to encourage much more active levels of citizenship. I mention these types of projects because I want to acknowledge from the beginning that as Carol herself has said, these are very difficult times for the voluntary and community sector, as well as for small and medium enterprises too. But caveats aside, the title of my talk this morning is How to Be Ingenious, a fairly kind of optimistic beginning. And Jackie asked me to talk about it because it is the result of some research that we were doing at the RSA, which looked at how organisations can be innovative even when they have very little resource available to them. And you'll probably be relieved to know that most of what I'll do this morning is just simply to tell you stories. And I'm going to start with three very short ones now. So the first one is about a chap called Peter Kahuku, a Kenyan villager and businessman. Peter used a set of pulleys and a sharpening stone and a bicycle inner tube to modify his bike. And he turned it into a mobile pedal-powered knife sharpening service and earns about $10 a day through doing this around Nairobi. The second story is rather more famous because it was made into a film. And among other things, the story of Apollo 13. Oh dear, apologies, another missing image. But you may know that the film, the story of Apollo 13, which celebrates, among other things, the achievement of an engineer called Ed Smiley and his team of NASA engineers and scientists who came to the rescue of some stricken astronauts aboard the rocket when their oxygen supply became tainted. And Ed Smiley and his colleagues managed to cobble together a new filter created only from the resources that were available to the astronauts on board the rocket. So things like the cover of the instruction manual or the, of course, duct tape, which seems to come into every fix under the sun. The third story, see if this one works, is about a psychologist called Carl Duncker, who set people a problem. And the problem was given a candle and a box of matches and a box of drawing pins. How can you attach this candle to the wall? And the idea is that neither directly pinning the candle to the wall with the pins works, neither does melting wax to use as an adhesive. The best answer is to realise that the box of drawing pins can be emptied out and itself pinned to the wall and then the candle stood on top of it as a kind of shelf. So these three stories are about very different people and very different circumstances, but they all have something in common. They're stories in which a limited amount of resource are combined in unexpected ways in order to solve a problem. The problems aren't solved by throwing money at them. The resources aren't purpose-made for the job. The solutions may not even look very beautiful, but they work for the situation. And when I talk about ingenuity during this talk, that's what I mean. We defined ingenuity for the purpose of our research at the RSA as shown by an inclination that some people have to work with the resources easily to hand, a knack for combining those resources in a surprising or rather kind of unexpected way, and in doing so, an ability to solve some practical problem. And from that description, you may be thinking of your own examples of ingenuity. And if you are, then do write them down, because I'd love to hear about them during the break. I'm always trying to collect more examples. But to develop the point a little bit, I'm going to give you a few more examples. So as with Peter's Kenyan bicycle-powered knife sharpening, we might turn to other cultures when we're thinking about human ingenuity. The Indian word jugad is a good example. A jugad is described by one impressed expat resident in Delhi as the clever repurposing of used water bottles as cooking oil containers